Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, good Monday, everyone. Welcome in. You know, you would think with all the impeachment stuff going on over the weekend, I wouldn't wander into people going after me on Carson Wentz. In that, I didn't think Carson Wentz played that badly yesterday. Well, Ray Dininger will be here to break that down, and we will talk some Kaepernick a little bit later on, following that closely over the weekend. But got a ton of things. One thing I want to throw in that I think shows you how Trump arrives at the right point despite considerable pressure on the home front. And that is a story today that President Trump is not going to now insist on pushing back on this phony issue, I think, to placate the PhD moms and others, including Melania and Ivanka, to ban vaping, essentially, or to cripple it. The Washington Post and others are exercised today over this because officials were poised to announce they would order candy, fruit, and mint flavors off the market within 30 days, a step they say the president had promised almost 2 months earlier to, quote, quell a youth vaping epidemic that has ensnared 5 million teenagers. Now, again, this is the type of stuff, suburban moms, do this, placate them. How much credit has Trump gotten for criminal justice reform? I'm not even sure in some of the cases that I'm on board with doing exactly what he's done, and I don't think you are. People don't get crazy over it. They're willing to give him a pass. They don't think this is the hugest issue, but the media, those on the left, they're not going to give any credit for that, and he's the one that's actually trying to address that. In fact, they spent this weekend, even some never-Trumper Republicans, gone after him over the pardons for military people that were caught up in these rules of engagement, saying the Pentagon's against this. Suddenly, they think the Pentagon is right. They never think they're right until they're in opposition to something like this. So what we have here is a good decision. 855-839-1210. I think the Washington Post, New York Times are probably right that President Trump was hearing from Ivanka and Melania about this. Brad Parscale, the chief, chairman now of the reelection, formerly the pollster, warned how much this would hurt in certain battleground states. It's amazing how big this vaping industry is, how many jobs would be affected. But I think a lot of people would be affected by saying, why are we doing this? Why are we caving into this? And again, you're not going to get credit on issues like this from those in the suburbs who are always lecturing Republicans about inclusivity and the rest, are you? So I think this is the right decision. However they think Trump arrived at it, what does it mean? It is the right decision. He shouldn't have been going down this path. 855-839-1210, you'll get a line. Now, New York Post over the weekend, the best thing that I saw, I've never seen this guy before. He's across the pond in Great Britain. His name is Augustus Howard. He's at Emmanuel College. The New York Post featured him in their Sunday section, writing a piece saying democracy on trial, maybe our republic on trial. Not the usual stuff that you hear, but stuff that's coming from a conservative saying what's going on with this sham, particularly when it reached its epicenter. It sounded like a human relations meeting. Now, I don't doubt that the witness, the former ambassador, may have felt that she was unsummarily pulled out of there. You know, we can go into who had the right of this, Giuliani and the stuff that was going on there, or the new president who wanted her out as ambassador. But these ambassadors serve at the pleasure of the administration. That's all that was about. And as far as witness intimidation, she wouldn't have known about the president's tweets during the course of her testimony. That's when he tweeted it out. That intimidated her. That put her under fire, what he said about the backstory of this. Now, I think it gave too much visibility to this hearing, which is just, and Democrats know this, people are not paying attention to this. And if they are, they're saying, is that all you got? And I don't think this week is going to be any different. All right, so this guy writing in the New York Post makes two tremendous points that maybe we haven't made enough. One, this is not just about Trump. It's about Trump voters. What this comes down to is saying, you put in this disruptor, you put in this guy that's outside the main of the elites of both parties. Look at what's going to happen to you. We are going to stop you somehow or another. He also makes the point, you have people in the Republican Party, he mentions in the military-industrial complex, who now will try to use leverage over Trump for the endless wars cycle. Why? Well, because they know he cannot afford to lose, or the belief is, any of that support, that it's critical to maintain that now. And this guy writes, though, and I agree with this, if anything, this is not weakening Trump's support. This is ratcheting it up more after more. And among independents, various polls, there's three or four polls out now. Among independents, it's in the mid-30s of people that say they've turned off to this. They're not watching. They're not necessarily supporting Trump. They just say it's a nothing. Get out of here. Among the base of support, the call for impeachment and removal, or just impeachment, has gone down a few points. So Democrats had to score. That's the big thing I said last week. They had to start to approach 60% of people saying, replace the president. If they don't, these Republican senators, if it gets to that, and I still think it will, they are not going to feel a lot of pressure. Yeah, they'll hear from the Inquirer and all Toomey will and all that, but there still will not be a lot of pressure. Now, here is Jeff Van Drew. This is the guy in Cape May County, South Jersey. Cumberland County, really, right, Dan? It's Cumberland County more. I don't know if it intersects with Cape May County or not.
I think it's mostly Cape May County, actually.
Is it mostly Cape May? Okay. Yeah. So here's Jeff Van Drew, Democrat, who won in a Trump district in New Jersey, but has been steadfast on this. He was on Fox News Channel over the weekend, and he made this great point, not just about the substance of this, but more importantly, where we are with, is this going to be effective for Democrats? Here's what he said.
You're expecting an impeachment vote sometime in December. How will you vote?
I would imagine that I'll be voting no. Now, I always, you know, have a codicil. If there's something new, something we haven't heard, something that really rises to the level of treason or, you know, a high crime, that would be different. But we don't see that. We
right.
see little different variations, hearsay, discussions. Somebody heard something that somebody else said. Impeachment, you know, that our founding fathers had vigorous debates of whether they would even allow
right.
impeachment in the Constitution.
Yeah.
You don't disenfranchise voters, millions upon millions of voters.
Yeah.
Voters choose their leaders right. in America.
And are you hearing from some of your colleagues in some of the states that President Trump won that they may also vote no? Are you hearing some concern amongst your colleagues, or are you sort of a lone wolf in all of this?
So I don't know how other folks will vote, because in all honesty, originally I thought there were going to be a few more. Not that it matters to me if I'm one or I'm 101. I do what I believe is right.
Good for you.
But There is some discussion among some of them, quietly, privately, of concern, certainly. I mean, what I'm hearing out in the street is, yeah, with most people, is they're kind of tired, they're kind of worn out, they're kind of bored, yeah, most folks, and they really want to move on, unless there's something new and amazing. We know the end game, yeah, here.
All right, so yeah, that's it. That's the money shot there toward the end. Exactly what Van Drew said. That's where we are. Now, in addition to that, over the weekend, the Schiff one was in California. This was the Democrats' annual California Democrats convention. And he couldn't resist at least trying to put a public face on. This is not just all partisan. I am not the worst possible person to have that chair, to be running this stuff. Here's what Schiff said to the mob out there in California about all this and what this is all about.
We will send that charlatan in the White House back to the golden throne he came from. And you know why? Because we vote. How do we build another big, beautiful wave? We vote.
All right. So Schiff just could not resist, could not just give it up. And the thing that he has awakened here is somewhat, even though the media won't tell you this, but this representative from upstate New York, Elise Stefanik, has made a dent, might be a rising star. And again, it's a female Republican that Schiff is shutting down. And listen to this exchange from Friday when he jumped in. And of course, the wildest of all. And we had a lot of interest last week because it's a human thing that we can't understand. George Conway and Kellyanne Conway. Conway's one of these guys tweeting out this photoshopped of Stefanik, who he says was giving a finger to Adam Schiff. If she were, I think most of the nation would be okay with that, but she wasn't. It's photoshopped. Listen to this exchange, and isn't this the classic mansplaining, a phrase that I hate, that men are not allowed to ever explain something, even if legitimate, even if they know something in this situation. But isn't that what Schiff is doing when he shuts her down and halts questions from her?
I have several questions I think Mr. Castor wants to get to. I know, Ms. Stefanik, you had a few quick questions for the ambassador. Yield to you, Ms. Stefanik.
Thank you, Mr. Nunes. Ambassador Yovanovitch, thank you for being here today.
The gentlewoman will suspend.
What is the interruption for this time? It is our time.
The gentlewoman will suspend. You're not recognized. Mr. Nunes, you are minority counsel.
I just recognized.
Under the House Resolution 660, you're not allowed to yield time except to minority counsel.
The ranking member yielded time to another member of Congress.
Nope. That is not accurate.
You're gagging the...
That is accurate. Ambassador Yovanovitch, I want to thank you for being here today.
Gentlewoman will suspend. You're not recognized.
This is the fifth time you have interrupted members of Congress, duly elected members of Congress.
Gentlewoman will suspend.
Mr. Chair, we control the time. It's been customary to this committee that whoever controls the time can yield to whoever they wish.
That would seem to be something you would do. What the heck's that about with Schiff, right? Well, he's just made another star. And again, you want to play that game. Okay, you're a male, she's a female. There we go. All right, coming up, there's at least 10. You probably can think of more reasons why this is really a continuation of a slow, very slow-moving coup. I'll give you five quick ones, save five more. I wrote them out over the weekend. Just thinking about it, that's where we are. Now, I don't know the American people will ever start walking around saying, it is a coup. But the piece that I told you about in the New York Post saying this is about thwarting American voters, Trump voters. Both parties have been at this for quite a while saying, we don't care that you wanted this guy to come and disrupt what we have going on in Washington. Doesn't work that way. We'll do whatever we have to do, however long it takes, to stop this nonsense and get back to business as usual. All right, our side question of the day. Modern Family. It was a top show for about 5 years. I guess the last 4 or 5 years. However, I think this is the ninth year. Is going away. What's the show that when it went away, you still think about it. Could it come back? What is the show that you say you wish were back on TV? You think it had more show left. You know, it wasn't over after 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years. I would say the obvious for me, Breaking Bad, back in the day. I didn't look up how old it is, but Hill Street Blues. I really miss Hill Street Blues when it went off. I think it was only on 4 or 5 years. But those would be a couple. Danny, have a quick one?
I got The Wire. I love how The Wire wrapped everything up, but it's one of those shows that, you know, I just couldn't get enough, so I'd love to see more of it.
I agree, because I came to The Wire late, and I started binge-watching it.
Mm-hmm.
I knew about it. I had watched it occasionally. I didn't quite, you know, sometimes you don't quite get, wow. But you're right, how they broke it down piece by piece each year.
Mm-hmm.
And then decided that's all the show they had left. They had a lot more left.
Yeah, they did.
They could have pulled that out another year at least.
The last season wasn't too good. It was a season that centered on the newsroom. But looking past that, there was a lot more that they could have done with this story that would have been fantastic.
Yeah, outside the newsroom, I agree. The newsroom guy was just repellent. The guy who was using the thing. Yeah. All right, we'll find Joe's, of course, in the 10 o'clock hour. Phone lines to get in, though. At the end of your call, just hit us. What's that show that you miss that you think had more show left? 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. You just push #1210. You're getting in with Dom. So thinking about it over the weekend, and again, I think the tactic here that's working, what you're seeing from the American people, we don't have the figures from Friday, but the preliminary that I saw were much less than the 13 million that saw the opening on Wednesday. And I predict this week they certainly won't be in double-digit millions that are watching this. So the other side doesn't get it. They're saying that they're trying to lecture. I'm looking at this Jennifer Weiner writing in the New York Times. How dare you not be watching this stuff? You know, when it's something like Benghazi or something of that nature, nothing to see here. Move along. But because they want this drivel to continue, even Colin saying you're not patriotic, you're not doing your duty as a citizen unless you're watching this, taking off from work. This week is the big week, Sondland. Really? Is that more of the same type of thing? There's a reason why this is looking no pizzazz and all that, because there's nothing there. Here's Maria Yovanovitch on Friday, Dan. And this is the ambassador. This will be cut 8H. Good work here. So much stuff here. It's hard to choose. It's like my playbook. 4th and 3. What do I go to? Go to Yovanovitch. Here's what she said about any info of any criminal activity by President Trump.
That statement, I would now feel compelled to ask you, Madam Ambassador, as you see it here before us, very simply and directly, do you have any information regarding the President of the United States accepting any bribes?
No.
Do you have any information regarding any criminal activity that the President of the United States has been involved with at all?
No.
All right. So, look, you knew, and it didn't meet the I was waiting 25, 30 minutes into this for the crying to start. Did not happen. Even when Schiff tried to provoke it by talking about the president's tweeting at her during the course of this and giving his version of the background to this, still didn't happen. That's what they needed. They missed their chance. Now, this is going to be ferocious when Sondland testifies, there's no doubt. But I think they missed their chance to compel the American people to watch. It's all in the beginning. Not going to come to it later on. And if that doesn't happen, there is a shot that they may not impeach. They may try to drag this out more. Nancy Pelosi now talking about, well, we don't know if we can be done by the first of the year. She's in a tough spot. We played you that Van Drew clip. There's about 30 of them that are in districts that President Trump won. And they're not buying, by the way, the fairy tale over the weekend that, oh, man, Trump doesn't have anything. Louisiana went Democrat again. The guy in Louisiana had a big lead over the Republican. He's pro-life and pro-gun. So it's not like they elected some radical to that position. By the way, I got a story today that I have to get, even in the middle of impeachment. Upper Gwinnett, with all that's going on, Philly.com, the Philadelphia Inquirer has a big piece that Upper Gwinnett now, Dan, the entire town council are going to be Democrats and women. The town manager is a woman. The head of the city council is a woman. They're all women. As if this is the qualification now. We'll get to that. But here are a couple reasons why this is still really a coup. That this is not anything more than that. Now, do I expect the American public to say it's a coup? No. But the word unfair, or this is trying to take away the will of the American people, is it not? The guy I told you about writing in the New York Post put it beautifully. And this involves the never-Trumpers in the Republican Party, and there's still a lot of them. One, all that we've seen, all this is the latest version. A little bit bigger, not as big as the Mueller report yet. Of these constant, now we have Trump, now we have him on the ropes. Why did Trump go to the doctor suddenly over the weekend for a physical exam? You know, one conspiracy theory we'd be having here, he was doing that to show that he's vital. You know, Trump wasn't out there jogging or anything else, right? So they're immediately hoping there's some health issue. Two, is the whistleblower, another sign of a coup, is the whistleblower really what we understand by common sense definition to be a whistleblower? Where are the incriminating documents? What does the whistleblower have? Nothing. Even Democrats trying to minimize them. Here's another thing that indicates what this is about. It's a first-term impeachment. Now, you know what usually happens. When they go for impeachment, it's in the second term. And the reason is the founders thought, all right, you need a remedy. They didn't know you would be term limit then. But you need a remedy. If you're two terms in, there's no election. You can only take it out on the party. You can't take it out on the president, right? So a first-term impeachment is another tell. There's no special counsel finding here. We don't have Mueller. We don't have anything else. There's no finding from a special counsel. That's what usually happens in these cases. And the fifth reason, this might be the biggest of all. There's no bipartisanship. There's no Republican buy-in. They are desperate to get someone like Fitzpatrick or somebody like that, 10 or 12 of these Republicans to buy in. Hasn't happened in any vote, in any situation, in any public statement. In fact, there are two Democrats right here in our area. One is Van Drew, and maybe more that are looking, when the critical vote comes, not to go with the party. If that reaches double figures, that'll be something to analyze. All right, so there's five I thought of over the weekend. I have five more coming up a little bit later in the show, but maybe you have one too. It's a lot to ask the American people to be throwing around coup. But it's not too much to ask to get them to take a look at this through the prism of the idea it's not just about Trump. It's about Trump voters. And I don't even, can Democrats still be this crazed that they think they can peel away the enthusiasm of the Trump base? All they've done is ratchet it up. I've never seen it at the level that we've seen it now. That event we did the other night with Kilmeade, talking to people afterward, it is mind-boggling, the intensity of it. We're still almost a full year away from the big moment. God only knows what it's going to be like post-Labor Day 2020. All right, phone lines to get in with Dom are easy. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push pound 1210. Coming up, Kaepernick, and hit me with at the end of your call. What's the TV show when it went off? It's obvious to you. You wish that show were back. When it comes to making the point and continuing this march, now, I didn't write a column last week. I was waiting for some developments, and it'll be in this Thursday in the Bucks County Courier Times. Have you seen anywhere else other than this show? Just a simple fact. Because gender, I make the point, is not determinative. But it is interesting that now three of the people guiding the Republican Party in this area, in the five counties, are females. Okay? I mention that because big piece in the Philadelphia Inquirer today, women are taking over leadership of this suburban town for the first time ever. It's been said that when women have power, things will be different. This is the thing that we hear, that women will just collaborate. They're not like men. They're not going to be fighting it out over these issues. Really? Is that Nancy Pelosi's style? I must have missed that. So anyhow, Upper Gwinnett Township, just below Lansdale, they say, now has elected all these Democrats. Three were just elected a couple weeks ago. Now, all five members that controlled of the commissioners will be women. In addition to which, the town has a female manager that executes these things. And the assistant manager is also a female. 7 out of 7. Now, wait a minute. Wait just a second. Is that inclusive? What's the spin on that? I'm just asking. Don't you think that doesn't seem to be very diverse, right? 7 out of 7 are women. They also mention President Trump. Series of victories, both in Pennsylvania and across the country. Women in particular have increasingly mounted and won political campaigns following the election of President Donald Trump. Then they talk about how things will be different here, how encouraging this is, how they'll work together. And they talk about the fact this is the wave of women out there in Montgomery County who are going to make this happen. 7 out of 7. I don't know, maybe they'll be good managers. That would be fine, but it just seems to me, why would that be celebrated then? Don't you think that's not diverse? What percentage of Upper Gwinnett are men? How are they represented? So 855-839-1210, but you're going to see a constant array of these articles, of these first, of these things associated with women, suburbs, hate Trump, stop Trump, Pennsylvania, bring up the next one. You're going to see them featured constantly. Upper Gwinnett is just the latest one they've been able to find. And it is. I mean, 7 out of 7, that's a sea change there. So we'll see. If the town doesn't seem to be well run, let's say they hike taxes, will that be celebrated? I predict they will. We'll see. I predict that's going to be how they collaborate. Yeah, let's just raise taxes. All right, phone lines 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210. I found this story over the weekend to be so much how Trump comes out on the right side of things, even if there are moments where you got to whisper in his ear and say, you know what, don't do it. I'm talking about the fact New York Times, Washington Post are both going after President Trump. Since he's now backed off, it's pretty clear, the flavored vape ban. This idea that the administration would issue a directive within 30 days, you have to stop selling these fruit-flavored products. Apparently, they say Melania and Ivanka were the ones pushing this. The president, they say, is not committed to responsibly protecting the health of children. Really? So who's responsible for this? Here's the latest thing, and it's died down a little bit, you know, and it seemed to be traced to products that were illegal. But if people are engaging in this, first, it's the kid who's doing it, right? Second, it would be the school, or the parents, I'm sorry, then the school. Wouldn't they be the principal actors around this? Suddenly, Trump is the one who is not doing his role, particularly in the suburbs they're talking about, to ride to the rescue. So this is a story that Trump can't be trusted. Trump is just doing this because of jobs. Now, I think Trump listened to some of his advisors saying, you know what, the base of your support is not on board with stuff like this. So you have Bernie over the weekend rolling out with AOC that within the first 100 days, I thought it would be the first 5 minutes, everybody in America is going to get high. And Democrats, are pitching this. Jersey, I hear from a couple people in their lame duck session, they're going to try to move this through legalizing marijuana, okay? And I haven't been someone, you know, if Jersey, I think voters in New Jersey want that, okay. But how is it that this is something they dearly want? They have no problems with this. This isn't going to filter down to kids. Now, you know, if it becomes recreational, it becomes more legal, it opens up the floodgates. Not that they're already not getting marijuana, but it makes it easier. Yet, when it comes to vaping now, that's dangerous. None of this other stuff. They don't want to hear gateway. They don't want to hear anything connected with it. They actually must buy into the myth that it's just all natural. There's no problems with it. I'm not saying it's the end of the world problems, but with anything, there are problems. Suddenly, with vaping, though, Juul is the one to stop. Juul is the most corrosive target out there. So Bernie, over the weekend, first 100 days, one way or another, I'm not going to wait for Congress. Federally, we are going to have dope. So the point is, how is it that that is so cavalier? Yet when it comes to something where we pretty much know now, this was black market stuff. There was something in here. They might try to raise the federal age. I would oppose this too. So to get them off Trump's back, they might propose raising the minimum federal age for buying tobacco products to 21 from 18. Here we go back to that again. Right now, it's a state thing that goes on. I wouldn't be in favor of that one either. I think it's right federally where it is right now. Why 21? Well, and at the same time, everything else we're loosening up on. All right, phone lines to get in with Dahmer, 855-839-1210, and hit me with that show that when it went off air, if you weren't crestfallen, you were upset at least. Got a Kaepernick update. Ray Dininger will be here to break down the Eagles yesterday. People seem to be more disappointed than I thought they would. I listen to too much sports talk radio. They're saying, hey, 5-5, they have four games that they'll win easily. It all comes down to they beat the Cowboys or not. That's the whole year right there. And I think that's the case. This would have been a big bonus. But Carson Wentz now, people turning on. I just don't. He wasn't good yesterday, but he wasn't horrible. Over the weekend, with all this big stuff, it's curious, right? Impeachment, all the stuff I put up. There was a lot of controversial stuff. The stuff that got people the craziest and got the most reply, a lot of them, Kaepernick. All because I try to remind people. They get mad at me for this. Here's the bottom line with Kaepernick and what happened. Well, first of all, on the surface now, this guy has blown up his supporters. Because the real story is he didn't feel that at the Atlanta Falcons training area that Nike would be accommodated enough. They want to make a commercial. And it's a commercial when Colin Kaepernick wrote a letter as a fourth grader talking about he wants to play in the NFL. He's going to be in the NFL. Now, is it petty of me? I'm trying to get my hands all weekend on the letter. Haven't seen it yet. Maybe you can find it. To correct the spellings. Yes, that's what I'm going to do. How dare you?
Yeah, check his grammar, right?
I'm checking the grammar and the spelling.
Can we stop talking about, like, not you, Dom. You're fine. Yeah. But just in general as a society, can we stop talking about this guy? Because it's really run its course now.
I don't think it has at all. I think it's now, it's you're going to see a lot more.
Especially what happened this past weekend. He's really proved to even the people supporting him that he's a jerky guy and wants to just make a media spectacle. Circus around himself. Yeah.
Okay. But here's the thing. There were 24 teams there, give or take, right at the Atlanta Falcons. He decides to pull it from the official NFL workout. Eight teams still went 60 miles away to the high school field. Guess who one of the teams was? Your Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, joy.
And several people who will remain nameless for this because I'm going to ask Ray Dininger about it, were tweeting out, yeah, the backup McCowan will retire after this year. Carson's injury prone. The Eagles got to be there because we may need Kaepernick.
Did we forget about Nate Sudfeld?
Kaepernick's
fantastic.
Kaepernick's better than him, I got to say.
No, he's not.
Yeah,
I think he is. Kaepernick is washed up. He's garbage, Dom. He's a garbage player. He was set. Let's not forget, before the end of his career, he was sat for Blaine freaking Gabbert.
True, but I still think that it's pretty compelling. I still think he's probably a backup quarterback in the NFL worthy.
I don't think so.
I think you're looking at
this. I don't think he is. Well, I really don't think
nobody
he has
gets
the skill.
In front of me on this, because the point I'm going to make again and again and again. Don't deflect. I get it how selfish this is to do it during the Star-Spangled Banner, okay? But that's not the main point. Can we focus here? It's hatred of the police. If I saw one more person over the weekend, national news and locally, say he was protesting police brutality, how about throwing the word alleged in there? Just once in your life, how about throwing that in there?
Yeah.
So what gets me about Kaepernick, I don't think, well, maybe too, that he attacks the country, the Betsy Ross flag, the whole thing and all, but Nike. But how about Nike? How many people still continue with Nike? People, to their credit, shut down the NFL a little bit, but how about Nike?
Yeah.
They're making a commercial of Kaepernick in the fourth grade. I want to play in the NFL. He talks about what his size was then, what his size will be when he matures, and all that. You're right, though. He didn't look that unbelievable throwing the ball in the clips that I saw. But Ray Dittinger will be here. We'll talk to him about it. And I don't think it's over, because Nike and the people that support Kaepernick are not going to let it be over, even though he's taken the opportunity and changed it. Why do the Eagles have to shuffle off to Buffalo and go 60 miles away to see this guy? Well, I think their fan base and others say they're doing their due diligence. Is there any way, and I'll ask Ray Dittinger this, that Kaepernick could come here and play in Philadelphia? Next year, they'll be hunting for a backup. God knows, Carson Wentz, the opinion of the town right now is not good. I didn't think he was that bad yesterday. Did you think he was that bad, Dan? He wasn't good.
He was terrible.
Terrible?
All right, so the second to last drive, the final drive.
He was bad then. He was bad, yeah.
When the entire conversation over at our sister station, WIP, the entire week is whether or not Carson Wentz is a franchise quarterback.
Right.
He gets the chance to drive down on Tom Brady's Patriots with 2 minutes remaining, down by seven, and he's floating the ball 3 yards over the heads of his receivers. That's not franchise quarterback play at all.
Yeah, and Nick Foles had a pretty good game yesterday. Now, I know all that talk. But aside from that, Kaepernick is not going to go away. This whole thing will not go away because the world of sports is corrupted by it.
Dude wore a Kunta Kinte shirt to his tryout.
Exactly right. That's what he's playing with.
Let's not forget the way he treated the Ravens, Dom. I'm sorry, but Steve Biscotti, one of the most friendly to social justice issues, the owner of the Ravens, his girlfriend, when he got a tryout, a very legitimate tryout with the Ravens, his girlfriend tweeted a picture of Steve Biscotti hugging Ray Lewis, the former linebacker, and comparing it to a slave lord hugging a slave.
Right, exactly right. No, you're right. That's why this won't go away. The left has gotten inside the world of sports. The NFL has Jay-Z. God knows the halftime show, what you're going to be inflicted with, putting all these issues in there rather than just playing football. But let's focus. I think it comes back to this. How would you like to be a cop, see this moron running away with pig socks on, and everybody says, don't talk about it. No, it is pop culture. I get it. And it is Nike. Nike is the force behind this. The Nike of what they do in China. They're involved with the NBA. Nike was the biggest force there with LeBron James. So what we've seen is the world of sports corrupted beyond belief. That's why I think this is such a big story to me. It's that and the cops. It's not about the military. I get it. It's selfish. It's inappropriate. But what's behind it? Saying the police are engaging in brutality around the clock. That's why we need to do this stuff. And that's the part. If you're in the news media, I think you ought to say alleged police brutality. Just once. Just once use the right term. All right, the one and only Ray Dittinger coming up here. Dan's fired up on Carson Wentz.
Hey, real quick, Dom, I just want to give a shout-out to Sal Colon. Okay. I saw him yesterday, a childhood friend of mine, a big listener of the show, and I said I'd say hello. So, hey, Sal, how you doing?
All right, Sal. I don't know what's happening here, Sal. Joe suddenly will be doing, I'll be appearing at the Copacabana or something. Here. All right, Joe will give us his show that he was crestfallen when it went off the air. God only knows what that might be. Let's say Ray did enter this. Oh, my God. We're entering a double vortex. We've never had a double vortex.
He's not going to say Seinfeld, that's for sure.
We know it's not going to be Seinfeld. I hope it's not. I love Raymond or something.
Yeah.
Or everybody loves Raymond. 855-839-1210. You get a line with Dom. Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon. On Talk Radio 1210. WPHT.
Spring is a time of renewal. So why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.